Hello guys, welcome back to Dami's Lifestyle Podcast. And for the month of February, the topic we'll be considering is feelings. Actually, feelings in context of God, feelings in the context of how we are feeling sad, frustrated, depressed and stuff. Not like feelings, not boyfriend and girlfriend feelings, or liking someone else's feelings, or stuff like that. Yeah. So basically, yes, everybody has been in the position where they feel very depressed, they feel frustrated, they feel sad, they feel like the world is closing in on them. It just doesn't feel right. Everything just feels funny. Everything feels awkward. It's not just good. I just don't feel good. How are you? I just don't feel good. How do you feel? I feel empty. I feel void. I feel like everything is not normal. It's just everything is just abnormal. Like, that's how we felt one time or the other. And trust me, this is not new. Everybody has felt this way one time or the other. So you're not alone. Yes, if you feel that right now, you're surely not alone. You're really not alone. And so, yes, I want to relate it to God, like relate it to what Jesus had passed through, what Jesus passed through when he was on earth. Basically, I think Christians have this general belief that other Christians should not feel sad. Christians in general should not feel sad. Christians should not feel depressed. Christians should not feel frustrated. You have the joy of the Holy Ghost. Yes, yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have the joy of the Holy Ghost. You have the joy of the Holy Ghost. But also remember that you are human. You are human. You are as much human as any other person is. You are as much human as any other person is, basically. So you have every tendency. You are very much prone to having feelings. You are very much prone to being sad. You are very much prone to feeling depressed. You are very much prone to crying. You're very much prone to crying. And so, yes, my point exactly is, don't dispel these feelings. Don't deny them, because they exist. Face them, rather. Don't deny them. Face them. Don't act like they don't exist. Face them. When you face them, that's when you would know how to handle them. Do you get? So if you need to cry. If you feel sad, please feel sad. Just know that God is there to help you when you're sad. Just know that God is there to help you when you're sad. So yes, some days ago I was reading something in the scriptures, and I'd like to share. You know the time that Lazarus died, yeah? Though Jesus knew that Lazarus' death was, he said it. He said Lazarus' death was, I think that's in John 11 verse 1 to 35, where it was told by Martha and Mary that Lazarus was sick and he was dying. And though Jesus tarried, he went after 3 days. And when he got there, they were like, Lazarus had died. Then he was like, oh no, Lazarus' death is not on Lazarus' sickness, rather. That time he told them that Lazarus' sickness was not on to death, but just to glorify the name of the Lord. But in 3 days, actually, Lazarus died. Or rather, Lazarus died. And Jesus went there on the third day. And when he got there, Jesus was so moved with compassion that he wept. See, he wept. Yes, he wept. They didn't say, Jesus said, yes, I'm joyful. I have. Yes, he was joyful, but he wept. Because what? He had feelings. Let's take note of the word. He had feelings. He could feel emotions. He could feel emotions. So what? He wept. He could feel emotions. So he wept. So don't deny these things. They exist. But rather, let's think on how to face and subject our emotions to what God is saying. That's how it works. It's not by denying them, rather. It's by facing them, accepting them, and subjecting them to what God is saying about them. So what is God saying about feelings? How can Jesus help us? In Hebrews 4 verse I'll read from 14 to 16. It says that we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses. What does the Bible say? That the high priest that we have, he what? He understands our weaknesses. Message says that we don't have a high priest who is out of touch with our reality. So Jesus understands that you can be sad, that you can be weak, that you can be depressed, that you can be frustrated. He's been through weakness and testing. He experienced it all. Look at the pain that Jesus went through. Remember when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he also cried. He also told God that if God would will, that the cup should pass over him. Because yes, he had a moment of weakness. So when you have a moment of weakness, why are you denying it? The more you deny it, the more it is. The more you deny it, the more it is. So instead, he experienced it all. But even in his experiences, he did not sin. That's what the Bible says. He did not sin. He didn't let his weakness get over him or get ahead of him. Or is that the word? he didn't let his weakness pull him down. He didn't let his weakness make him sin. So now, what does the Bible say? It says, let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. He is ready to give you joy. He's ready to give you peace. He's ready to give you mercy. He's ready to forgive you. He's ready to accept you. He's ready to help you. He's ready to bring you out of this ditch, the pool of depression you're in. He's ready to give you joy. So don't dispel these feelings. Don't deny them. Rather, accept them and subject them to Christ. Give him what you feel and take what he has to offer you. So yes, that's like all for today. I really, really hope that we've been blessed. I really, really hope that we've been blessed. And so if you have any questions, if you have any contributions, if you have anything to add to what I've said so far, please don't forget to message me. Please message me. You can drop voice recordings here on my podcast, or you can message me via WhatsApp, and you can message me via Instagram. So yes, my Instagram handle is Dami. That's DAMIEE_LOLA. That's my Instagram handle. So you can message me on there and WhatsApp, via WhatsApp. And that's 0810785-4709. Yes, I'm dropping my number for everybody to message me. Please feel free to message me when you want. And okay, thank you so much for listening to today's episode, or this month's episode rather, of Dami's Lifestyle Podcast. And I hope as you listen, you are blessed and the Holy Spirit inspires you more and more to do his work and to do his will. Thank you. Goodbye. Bye-bye.